Good to see you here this morning. Happy New Year. We're looking forward to the blessings and the opportunities that this new year will bring. If you're visiting with us, then welcome. We encourage you to take one of those little blue cards that you see in front of you, fill that out and pass that to the nearest aisle, or you can give that to me when I meet you in the back after service. That's just so we can get to know you and express how overjoyed we are at your presence here, and we welcome you back anytime you may come. I want to let everybody know again, I mentioned this last week, but because of the explosion in Nashville, my phone is still not functioning the way that I would like. I can receive some calls and texts, and some of you have reached out to me and I haven't responded. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm working on getting my phone back 100% operational, and if I don't message you back, then that's why. So again, Happy New Year. We are so excited about entering 2021 and all of the opportunities and blessings that God is going to shower upon us. We truly believe that God is faithful, that God is with us, and that He is going to guide us into 2021 and to help us be all that He wants us to be. I was reflecting back on 2020 a few days ago, and as I was preparing for this lesson, just reflecting back on some of the things that I've learned, and I think some of the things that we have learned as a congregation, and I think that 2020 really taught us a lot about how life actually works. We kind of got a renewed perspective, I think, about how unexpected life may be. Unexpected things happen, and we certainly saw that in 2020 as it seemingly a seemingly negative event happened in succession one after the other. 2020 taught us how fragile life is, about how we looked around us and saw people getting sick. 2020 was a tough year for a lot of people. It was a very, very tough year, and there's no sugarcoating that. Well, a lot of the pictures that you see on the screen are certain events that happened in 2021. It was a tough year for a lot of people. And in all reality, we want to be fair. 2020 wasn't the toughest year that America has experienced. I love reading about the Civil War and our history, the Great Depression, World War I, World War II, and things that our ancestors and people of the past have experienced. Those situations that people in past generations have experienced are really much worse than what we have experienced today. So as we reflect back on 2020, certainly not all of us have experienced have been burdened with negative experience one after another. Babies were born, new jobs began, people were married. God showered us with many blessings in 2020. But in all reality, 2020 was a year like no other. It's a year that most of us alive today have never seen like it. We've never seen a year like 2020. So this morning, I want to ask this question as we say goodbye to 2020, and as we move forward into this year, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? What do we want 2021, this year, the present that we are living in right now, to look like? What does God want it to look like? We're thinking about New Year's resolutions. We're thinking about setting new goals for ourselves. We're thinking about moving forward. Where is it that we are going to go from this point that we are at right now? Brothers and sisters, I believe that right now, at this point in time, we are at a crossroads. James chapter 1, verse 12, James says this in chapter 1, verse 12, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has," and understand this, "stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." The Bible teaches us that this life is a test. God tests us in various ways and in various scenarios. God doesn't test us for our harm. He tests us for our good, to see if our faith is genuine. God tests us, and this life is a test. And right now, as we say goodbye to the last year and enter into this year, we are in fact being tested. We are at a crossroads. We have two options at this point. Option number one is that we sink into apathy and don't learn from our experiences of 2020 and lose interest in our faith and then just go about the motions, just go with the flow and not advance in our faith, not advance the cause of Christ. That would be very easy to do. That's one choice that we have. And another choice that we have is to move forward, to be who God wants us to be, to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ into 2021. We are at a crossroads. We have to make a decision right now of which path, of which choice that we are going to take as we advance forward into this year. So this is something that I think the Apostle Paul thinks about moving forward and not looking back. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 16 that Derek read for us a moment ago, I want to read that passage again. I just want to read verses 12 through 16 of Philippians 3. This is what the Apostle Paul, and this is why he does what he does, what we're talking about right now. He says, "Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained." Now, when Paul says that he's going to press forward towards the goal, towards the upward prize of the call of God, Paul isn't meaning that he completely forgets his past experiences. All of those burdens and heartaches in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that Paul mentions, and you can go back and read that on your own time, and we're actually going to read a verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 of Paul's experiences. Paul doesn't completely forget what he experienced in the past. That's not what Paul is saying here. Paul is saying that he doesn't allow his past negative experiences to influence his effectiveness for Jesus in the future. Paul doesn't completely forget his past experiences. So we learn by looking at our past and by remembering the experiences that we have gone through. We develop wisdom. We gain a heart of wisdom in reflecting upon what we previously experienced. And that's what Paul is doing. Paul is saying, I'm not going to allow the past to hold me back. I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to press forward towards the upward call of God, toward the prize, toward Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, this morning in 2021, Highland Heights, this congregation here, we are committed, this eldership, this ministry staff, and the members here, we are committed to moving forward. We are committed to moving forward in our faith, to be who Jesus wants us to be, and to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ in this community and in this city. We are committed to moving forward, to doing exactly what the Apostle Paul does, to press on toward that goal that we so desperately want. But to do that, and this is what I'm getting at this morning, and this is my main point, to press on toward the goal and to be who God wants us to be, we must first look back and learn from our previous experiences so that we can move forward in the way that God desires us to, so that we can be better servants of Jesus Christ in the present. So this morning we're going to talk about things that we learned, things that I think that we experienced, and things that this life taught us in 2021 that will help us move forward into this year and be better servants of Jesus Christ. And firstly, I think that in 2020 we learned what an amazing gift God has given us of a church family. So in 2020, use 2020 to appreciate your church family even more as we move forward into 2021. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 1, verse 8, if you will. This is a principle that the Apostle Paul teaches. Philippians chapter 1, verse 8. Paul, all over his writings, you read what he says about God's church. Paul had so much love. Paul had so much affection for God's people. Paul recognized how special, how very special it was to be connected with those who love Jesus as he did. And he says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 8, "For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus." Now, to yearn for something is to deeply long for it, to deeply long for a relationship with somebody. Paul is saying that he desires to be with his church family more than anybody else on the face of the earth. Also in Galatians chapter 4, verse 19, he says this, "My little children," and he's speaking about his church family, "My little children, for whom I am again in anguish of childbirth until Christ is formed in you." It's as if Paul is feeling labor pains as he sees his church family stumble and fall. That's how much he loved his church family. That's how much he loved his brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, those who loved Jesus just as much as he did. And lastly, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, Paul says this, and this is after, again, like I mentioned before, this is after that long list of sufferings that Paul has recently experienced. He says, I've been in danger from rivers, from robbers, from my own countrymen, from my own brothers, from the Jews, from the Romans. I've experienced so much suffering and persecution. And then I think this is very interesting that at the end of that long list of sufferings that Paul gives us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he says this in verse 28. He says, "And apart from other things, all those things that I've just mentioned, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches." Now, Paul lists his concern for the growth of the church and the advancement of the body of Christ and the growth of his brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ at the very end of this long list of suffering, as if his concern for the well-being of his brothers and sisters trumps all of those sufferings that he has experienced at the hands of the Jews, at the hands of the Romans. Paul lists his anxiety for the church as if that is his main concern, as if that is what he is mainly focused on. Not all of these things that he's personally suffering, but he's concerned, he's anxious about seeing his brothers and sisters grow. That's how much Paul loved the church. That's how much he had affection for Jesus, for the people of Jesus Christ. I've been on several mission trips before. I've been to Mexico and Panama. I've been to Honduras and Costa Rica and several other Latin American countries. And it's, if you haven't had that experience, I really encourage you to go on a mission trip sometime. I think we go on several different mission trips. I think we go to Honduras and Brazil, and I'm looking forward, hopefully in the future, to going on a trip like that. But one of the things that I experienced is this special bond of the people there who embrace Jesus Christ, who love Jesus as I do. And most of the time, I'm not very good at Spanish. Like, I know a few words and I can point at a few things and do basic communication, but I can't sit and have a conversation with somebody. So I really, when I went to those places, I couldn't communicate in the way that I would like to them. But yet I still enjoyed such a deep, such a special, such an intimate relationship with these people. And in all honesty, I would much rather hang out with them than my next door neighbor who's popular, who doesn't know Jesus Christ. And it's because It's because that those in Jesus Christ share a bond, share an intimacy in which it is an amazing gift from God. It's an amazing gift to be with people who love Jesus as I do. And I don't even have to have the ability to communicate with them. To just being with them makes my heart feel overjoyed, overwhelmingly joyful. And that's God's gift to us. That's God's design. Through the shutdown of 2020, I remember back in March, I was at the Laverne congregation when we first shut everything down and we're only doing online services. I began, as we spent several weeks apart from our church family, I began to realize how special it is and how I needed to be around people who love Jesus as I do, and how much of a gift it is from God that He's given to us to have a church family and to be around people who I have so much in common just because of my love for Jesus. So as we advance forward in 2021, and as we learn from our past experiences in 2020, let's renew our appreciation of meeting together regularly. Let's renew that gift that God has given to us of a church family and look at every single person here who loves Jesus like I do and see how beautiful that is, how amazing that is. Let's keep that bond as we move forward into the next year. Let's learn from what we experienced and use that to move forward into this year. Now, secondly, as we reflect back on 2020 and as we advance into the next year, use 2020 to assess your spiritual maturity. Use it to assess your spiritual maturity and identify areas that you maybe need to grow in. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Now, this is a very, very, very important spiritual discipline that the Apostle Paul tells us about in this verse, in this passage, in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Paul says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test?" It is a vital spiritual practice, my brothers and sisters, to regularly test where we are spiritually. To look inside of my heart and see what I need to work on, what areas I need to grow in. And Paul explains why in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. He says this, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand." Now, Paul teaches that salvation, receiving salvation in Jesus Christ, is not just a one-time experience. Salvation is not just receiving forgiveness of sins on a one-time basis. Salvation is rather a process. Salvation is growing in Christ's likeness. Many times throughout the New Testament, Paul talks about how we are being saved in Jesus Christ. It is a continuous process. And the goal, the end goal and the end result of salvation is full Christ-likeness. When Jesus Christ comes back on the last day, on the resurrection day, and transforms me fully into a Christ-like image. That's what salvation is. It's a process. It's God's process of transforming us to be like Jesus. So, since salvation is a process and we are all growing in our faith, or it's intended that we grow, it's important to examine ourselves regularly to see if we are, in fact, on that path of spiritual transformation. I look back on my time at Fried Hardeman and in preaching school. One of the things that they told us to do to advance in our preaching is to go back and listen to yourself. To go back and listen to yourself and count the number of ums that you say and see if it flowed well. And in all honesty, I hate doing that. I absolutely hate listening to myself, because when I do that, to me, it sounds like nails on a chalkboard. I go back and listen to myself and I just think, oh, I should have said something differently. I should have said something in a different way. But they tell you that so that you can improve, so that you can advance. So examining ourselves when we look inside of our hearts, it's not something that feels good necessarily. But it's necessary. It's a vital spiritual discipline so that we may grow. Perhaps in 2020, perhaps the way that you reacted to some things in 2020 gives you an indication of what you need to work on as you advance forward in 2021. And ask yourself these things. What was your reaction? What was your reaction when we all experienced the temptation to fear? Did you allow fear to take root inside of your heart? We know that feeling fear is not wrong. It's not a sin. Everybody feels fear. But what did you do when you experienced that temptation to fear? Did you allow it to take root inside of your heart? What did you allow your fear to cause you to lack trust in God? What was your reaction when the elders said to do something that you didn't like, maybe? That wasn't anything... That wasn't not scriptural. Was it grumbling? Was it rebellion? That's an indication of maybe I need to work on something. Did your anger? Everybody gets angry, but did your anger cause you to lash out or say something hurtful to others out of all of the heightened emotions that we experienced in 2020? Examine yourself. Examine yourself. And the one who refuses to look inside of their heart and admit failure, and this is what the Bible teaches, this isn't me, that person lacks humility, and that person is not going to grow spiritually and advance in their faith if they refuse to look inside of their heart and see, what do I need to work on? What do I need to grow in? So examine the way you responded to the events of 2020 and pray for growth. Pray for change, and God promises us that if we do with a humble and sincere heart, in sincere faith, He's going to help us. He's going to help you grow. He's going to pick you back up. He's going to dust you off, and He's going to help you grow. If you admit, I might have messed up, and these are the areas that I need to grow in, God will certainly help us with that. And lastly, this morning, Use your experience of 2020 to give you more zeal for those that are lost. In Psalm chapter 90, verse 12, it says this: "So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom." Now, wisdom comes when we realize what this verse is teaching us, when we realize our own mortality, when we are aware of our ultimate fate, of the fate that all of us are going to experience someday if the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't return, which is death. We are better equipped to make wise decisions in the present. We're better equipped to make wise decisions about how we spend our time here on this planet, because our life here is like a vapor. It is like a mist that appears one moment and then vanishes the next. Our life here is so short. And when we realize and when we comprehend that our life is short of our own mortality, it gives us the ability to make wiser decisions. And how often we live life here on earth like we're going to live forever. And as I look back on 2020, I think 2020 has helped us experience and to realize our own mortality even more so. As we see, maybe not all of us got sick, but as we see those around us getting sick, and as we see those around us, our loved ones experiencing hard times and troubles and death, 2020, I think, has helped us experience and realize our own mortality and a wise course of action as we realize that we're not going to be here for very much longer. A wise course of action is to spend time with what matters most. Time spent reaching out to those who need Jesus Christ, to those who are lost and without Him in the world, and can't experience the fullness of joy that comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ, that time is never, never wasted. There are billions of people. There are billions of people on the face of this planet who don't know Jesus, who are lost without Him, and who are destined for an eternity away from Him if they do not submit to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Time spent reaching out to those people is a very wise course of action. F.H. wrote a wonderful article this week in our bulletin about the 70th year of our congregation. This is the 70th year that this building has been here. And as we reflect back on the founders of this congregation and those who advanced the cause of Jesus 70 years ago, this church, this at this location, those who built this congregation built it on a passion to spread Jesus in the community of Lebanon, to see lost souls who were once dead and dying and away from Jesus to experience the fullness of joy in Him. That's what this congregation was built upon. That's what this congregation was founded upon, a passion to show Jesus to the world. We have so many opportunities coming up. And in future sermon series, I have planned many series that we're going to talk about in the past that talk about all the opportunities that we have coming up. We're about to move to a brand new building, and praise God for that. Praise God that He has blessed us with the opportunity of the blessing of giving us a new building. And I firmly believe that in moving there, when we do, new opportunities are going to come. New people are going to be there that we have an opportunity to reach out in which we didn't before. So as we move forward into this year, be thinking about those opportunities. Be thinking about ways to reach out to the lost who don't know Jesus Christ, and know that all the time in the world that you spend on reaching out to those who don't know Jesus, that time's never wasted. That's the best way, the best possible way that we could spend our time. So use our experience of 2020, that realizing our own mortality. Let that help us to develop wisdom to reach out to those who don't know Jesus in the coming year. As we think about, as we close this morning, and as we think about our past experiences of the previous year and moving forward into 2021, let's trust God to provide in everything. Let's firmly believe that the best is yet to come, that God is, in fact, I firmly believe that God is going to shower us with blessings. God is going to shower us with opportunities as we move forward into 2021. Let's be thinking about those. Let's think about how we can reach out and how we can make a difference and how we can advance the cause of Jesus Christ. If you have any need this morning, if you wish prayers from the church, if you're hurting in some way, if you wish for us to pray for you, we urge you, please come forward. Or if you don't know Jesus Christ, and if you wish to begin a relationship with Him, if you wish to be immersed with Him in baptism as the Bible teaches, we urge you to do that this morning. Please come forward as we stand and as we sing.